Intervju Radija Študent.
Režiser Reza Serkanjan o začasnih porokah. Na pravkar minulem festivalu, filmskem festivalu Kino Otok, je gostoval tudi iranski režiser Reza Serkanjan, ki se je tokrat predstavil svojim prvim celovečercem začasne poroke oziroma Nos efemer 2011. Reza Serkanjan je svoje prve kratke filme posnel že pri 17 letih, za katere je prijel številne nagrade. Po študiju za direktorja fotografije v Teheranu in izpopolnjevanju v Amsterdamu se je ustalil v Parizu, četudi se mu je v domovini obetala karijera na področju tradicionalnega filma. Posnel je več kratkih filmov in dva dokumentarna, dokler ga želja po družbeno-kritičnem celovečercu ni pripeljala nazaj v Iran, kjer je potreboval kar 2 leti, da je našel načine, kako premostiti cenzuro, ne da bi se pri tem odpovedal svojemu filmu. Serkanjan nas že na samem začetku filma popelje v intimno notranjost iranske družine, skozi katero predstavi tradicionalne islamske običaje, od obrezovanja dečkov do prepovedi, ki zadevajo spol in seksualnost. V filmu predstavi tudi Zahodu manj poznano institucijo začasne poroke, o kateri nam je več povedal v intervjuju.
I would like to talk about this temporary marriage. It's not so well known, this custom, and maybe if you could tell more about it, like who benefits from this kind of marriage and how old is this custom and where is it more the most popular, in which places?
Yeah, well, this custom exists since a long time ago. It's kind of religious custom, which is today not really well accepted by the society in Iran. It's just something we know that it exists, but people don't really appreciate it. As you see in the movie, the family doesn't want to hear about it, mm-hmm. and people have a very negative interpretation about it. But at the same time, as we are in a country where the relationship between man and woman is out of the marriage is forbidden, suddenly this custom leaves just a possibility for those who don't want to get married forever, mm-hmm. just to kind of officialize their relationship for a while. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that actually the period is quite open, so they can define it themselves as they want, as they decide for how long it can be. It can be for 2 days, it can be for mm-hmm. 90 years, you know, it can be also postponed or prolonged mm-hmm. more. So it's of course, from my point of view, something very absurd, but in that society makes sense somehow, even if it's still more absurd because it's not appreciated, because Iranians basically believe in family life, they want to construct a family and, you know, take care of children forever. They don't want just to, you know, to have short relationships. So it's kind of complex. Mm-hmm. And this is an example of a kind of absurdity which belongs to a society where there are lots of limits and forbiddens.
Do you think it is more popular now that it was in like a few years before?
No, because it's something about Iranian culture. So Iranians, as I just said, they don't appreciate this kind of.
Yeah, they don't.
So it's never been really popular. But never. Everybody knows that exists. Everybody knows, makes jokes about it. You know, uh-huh. As you see in the movie, there is also a humor around this.
Yes.
They talk about it, but they never do it. Mm. But we know also if two individuals want really to do it, they do it discreetly. Mm-hmm. You know, just only the them they will know about it. So it. We know that officially it's possible, but at the same time it's not really accepted by the society. I've heard in some Arabic countries it's more popular, it's mm-hmm. more open, but that's not the case anymore. Uh-huh.
And is it like written? What are the conditions then between the woman and the man? Because in the movie it was said that the woman, after this marriage is broken, this temporary marriage, that she doesn't benefit and that she doesn't get anything out of the marriage. Like the husband, or I mean the boyfriend, has no obligations.
Well, these are actually polemics around this this kind of marriage. I mean, I'm talking about this in the movie because these are polemics that are existing. It means people who are against it, they try to bring arguments to say why it's not good, why it's not so, it's more benefic for man or for women. But I don't think that's the real question, because it's like you imagine too simply, like open relationship, you know, where people are together. You mm-hmm. can't ask them who gets the benefits, why there is not any mm-hmm. right for one or mm-hmm. for the other. So I just try to see it in that way, which means that human beings need to, you know, to find the possibility according to their culture, according to the limits of their society, find a possibility to express themselves, to live what they need to live. Then it becomes very complicated because there are lots of questions and problems around it. So
yeah.
when you saw it that way, it's quite different. But they have always made the political question about it. It's kind of even, how to say it, not appreciated to talk about it. That's why also the authorities of Iranian cinema was wondering why I wanted to make a movie about this. Mm-hmm. So it's very complicated question. They've never found the real answers for it. Mm-hmm. But I think, from my point of view, it's a very simple thing. It's like, from the laws and every regulations, it's too simply like a normal marriage, and the only difference is that the end of this contract is already defined, mm-hmm. and you don't need to divorce. So it's
more free.
More free.
Yeah. Okay. And Miriam, your main character, she's a widow.
Yeah.
And was that also a complication? I mean, in order for this young boy to make this temporary marriage with her.
No, it's the other way, which means it's still more complicated for a girl who has not been married yet. Mm-hmm. So as a, you know, for the first time, she is kind of in her family. It's the family who takes care of the organization mm-hmm. of it. Is marriage, so it's much more complicated because the family wants a real marriage, and that's why they say for a widow is more easy, because now she's free from her family and she doesn't have her husband neither, mm-hmm. and it's kind of easier to contract this marriage.
Mm. Yes, a lot of women in the movie are suggesting her to get somebody to take care of her, like a male.
Yes.
Also, her mother,
yeah.
who is somehow presented as a feminist,
yeah.
if I understood. And so this role of her mother, this character, she's very traditional
yeah.
and also considered as a feminist.
Yeah, which is, for me, again, another absurdity, because she's kind of She represents this official discourse that we can hear, you know, in the TV in Iran.
Yeah.
You know, it's an example of a woman who seems to be happy in this situation, because normally we hear that women are kind of oppressed. But she is the one who defends this situation, and who is happy with this system. And at the other side, as I said, people encourage each other to get married, not to stay alone, because the culture wants them to create a family and have children. So it's, you know, when you are single, you are kind of from kindness for different reasons. People just suggest you or encourage you to get married, and that's what she's doing. She just don't want her to be alone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they want it to be in a completely regular way. You know.
And do you think there is a place for feminism inside of Muslim religion?
Well, I don't know. It's a very complicated question, because first of all, what is the feminism, and then what kind of form it will take when you are inside a religious society, you know?
Mm.
It's very complicated. And what we say about this woman in the movie is kind of contradictory also, because she's quite conservative and quite religious. But at the same time, because she is maybe well-educated, because she speaks well, because she's kind of defending women's rights, which is completely contradictory.
Yes.
She's kind of happy about the women's situation in this society, and she thinks that a religious system is the perfect thing for women, which is quite contradictory, but at the same time, it seems very reasonable from his logic, from his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be considered, from her point of view, kind of a feminism, because she is defending women's rights.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's quite absurd, because it has nothing to do with what we know about the feminists.
Yes.
So these are actually my way of showing the absurd side of everything.
Of this society. These young girls dressed in green.
Okay.
They were like radical Muslims? Or?
No, they are actually doing kind of a theatrical presentation inside the ceremony of mourning, you know, which is national and annual. So you have it once a year in Iran, in the streets. So they are just playing, as the old man explains them their role. They are just playing a scene that has happened at the history of Islam, when there was a war, and women who lost their husbands. They are kind of representing them.
Mm-hmm. So it is more performative.
Yeah, it's more a performance, yes. And quite theatrical. And they have their faces hidden, because that's about characters who are considered as saint. So they in Islam art, you know, that they don't show the face of saint people, and then this color, green color, is also a symbol of, you know, symbol of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't know all of this, it becomes something quite frightening, because you see some girls shouting in the street with a hidden face. It's quite
radical. Yeah, it seems radical.
Yeah.
And what about this different religious custom in different cities? Like, we saw Tehran, that was more strict with dressing for women. And the other city or town where family lives. So you were showing how different, how some people from one place are also thrown in situation where they are not used to have such a strict laws from police.
Well, in the story, we have different layers of the society, and also we start first with the family life, which is quite cozy and warm, let's say, and but at the same time we see it's the same culture. So we see how a kid will receive all these cultural elements mm-hmm. in a family ambience. And then with the death of the grandfather, we go out of this house and we refine those cultural elements in the society, and we see how they are different, how they have been deformed, because now it takes a social sense. It's not just the family traditions. Mm-hmm. So, for example, as you see, it's just an example, but as you see, the main character, the young man, he tries to get in contact with her cousin.
Fiancé, yeah.
And he has to do it, you know, discreetly. They have to just hide somewhere to be able to talk, and they don't want to be surprised by grandfather, or they don't want that other know it. And finally, someone comes and catches them up. But it's kind of funny, you know. It's there's nothing dangerous about it, but at the same time, they know that it's forbidden. They should be careful. And we have exactly kind of the same situation later on in the society when the young man tries to get in contact with a young woman mm-hmm. who he meets in a mosque. And we have exactly the same situation. Mm-hmm. So he follows her and he tries to talk to her, but this time it's still forbidden. They have to do it discreetly, but this time the police comes to remind them this... Mm-hmm. This culture. So that's what I call the social aspect of the same elements. And that's also why, and that's my secret, no one knows it, but that's why I use the same actress to play this young woman in the street.
I thought yes. It was the same. Yeah,
yeah, I thought that could kind of, you know, remind something, because yeah, she has the same eyes. We don't see her mm-hmm. face. But that was the same. So there are many of these elements that we have in the house, in the family, mm-hmm. which are quite nice, and we can understand it. That's why kids are not aggressed when they receive this culture. They just, that's their parents' culture,
and they
can love mm-hmm. it. It's just lovely. And then when they are in a society that changes its mm-hmm. form, and that can become kind of a oppression.
Mm-hmm. And Miriam is like independent woman in compared to other women, but you also showed how the male character is also oppressed by these rules, like he cannot decide for some things he wants, but in the other hand he's more free after he came back from the army.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this like with the male characters? They have to go to the army, and when they come back, they have more rights to decide for themselves. Like he was able to dress the gray shirt.
No, personally, I don't think really there is a difference between the problems for men or women. I think mm-hmm. they live in the same situation, and things are reflecting from one to another. Is everything is linked. Mm-hmm. So this actually the question is about how to disconnect from the traditional side, from the family life, mm-hmm. how to start to go out of this let's say closed
environment
and open up to another world and start to ask questions and start to think about finding his own way of living,
mm-hmm.
which is, if you do it that way, they are this young man and also Mariam, they are having the same process,
mm-hmm.
because Mariam has been married once, and as I said, once she's married, she's kind of disconnected or maybe liberated from her family. Now his husband is not there anymore, mm-hmm. so she has kind of a form of liberty. She can decide for herself, But before her marriage, she was kind of in the family frame, mm-hmm. and she was kind of, you know, the family would organize things for her. And it's the same process for the young man, because mm-hmm. before his military service, he cannot really do anything. If he wants to get married, if he wants to have a job, everybody says, first of all, you have to do your military service, otherwise you can't have a job, otherwise you can't be a father, and you have this obligation to finish. Once he's done it, he's kind of liberated. At the same time, this military service is his first social experience out of the house. Mm-hmm. So now he's back. He has seen that there is other lives, ways of living, mm. existing, and so he has also opened up the future. So
yeah, and they, like Miriam and the boy, they are like with these limitations. They try to invent new strategies to express their emotions. This is probably the only way to survive in this sense in Iran.
Yes, and I think what is really particular about Iranian is that beside all of these limits, they keep having a real sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And that's why they can make fun of some situations, because, you know, when you don't know the society and you see a situation, you are kind of shocked and you say, oh, it's not possible. But they live with it every day, so mm-hmm. they are not shocked anymore. They know how it functions, they know what is forbidden, that they know what kind of, how they must be careful. So they finally succeed to make fun of it. And when they find their own liberty in a way, they kind of enjoy it, because they know that that's a success. So, mm-hmm. And that's what also I wanted to show in the movie. I thought it was important to, mm-hmm. because I mean, I think we know that there are many forbidden things, there are many limits, but we don't know how people are living it mm-hmm. really. So it was important to show that individuals can, despite of all the difficulties, can enjoy the life, can find a way to express themselves, to mm-hmm. you know, to express their desires, their universal feelings, which is understandable everywhere mm-hmm. out of the context.
Yeah, and you went to Iran to shoot this movie.
Yeah.
So I guess you had a really strong motivation behind it. And how long did it take you to shoot the movie, and how was it to shoot the movie there?
Well, at the beginning, I thought it will be busy. It will be easy, because I didn't really realize that it would be that problematic for the authorities. Mm-hmm. I thought it's just a nice, sympathetic story about family life, and you know, mm-hmm. and it gives a very good image of Iranians, and it's just funny, you know. But then when I was in the country and I started to ask for authorization, I realized that they are kind of, you know, pointing out each detail, and they don't want to. And actually, at the end, I realized that they don't want a independent movie. They want it to be really written as they want. So it became more and more complicated, and that's why it took me something around 2 years mm-hmm. to organize it, mm-hmm. to have the authorization and everything, mm-hmm. and it was a really complicated story to organize it. And
you had to give them the script to authorize.
Well, I had to actually not only give this script, because that's what I did at the beginning, and that's when I realized that it's kind of impossible. Mm-hmm. So I had to just, you know, make them believe that this is not exactly what I want to do. And mm-hmm. so I started to write different versions to explain to. You know, to change, and it was also difficult, because it's not just a question of writing a different version. It's a question of being accepted as a filmmaker who makes a movie that they can like. Because as long as they believe you're independent and you'll do your own movie, it doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. Even if you change the version, you mm-hmm. show other things, but they know that you are crazy, you will make your own yeah. movie. So it's very complicated. Mm-hmm. That's why it took me really 2 years just to understand how I should present the script and how, what kind of relationship I had to, you know, build with them to just have it, which was very complicated. Sometimes it's like you have several projects at the same time because mm-hmm. you present it in a way to them and you know that you're going to do it in a different way. And you know, it's not even a question of version, it's just something very like a 3D, you know, with yes. different dimensions mm-hmm. and different way of explaining things, different way of presenting things. And intellectually it becomes very tiring. It's mm-hmm. you know, it gets you a lot of energy, even if your basic project was very clear and simple, mm-hmm. but you're in a complicated situation and mm-hmm. you have to, you know how to play with the regulations. So and at the end, of course, the only thing I decided was that I knew the film I wanted to do, and it was out of question to make different versions, yes. you know, one version for Iran, another for me. No, I just wanted to do my own version, but I had to go through different presentations mm-hmm. just to make it possible. And at the end, so I just, once the shooting was finished, I just, you know, threw away all the other possibilities and any mm-hmm. kind of, and just try to get back my original film.
I did.
And as I said, it was really hard to leave. But at the same time, once I could find an explanation for it that made me kind of feel comfortable finally, when I thought actually what I am leaving, the way I'm trying to, you know, to change presentations or find the absurd solutions mm-hmm. just to make this movie, it's exactly like what I am telling in this story, mm-hmm. because my characters are doing the same thing,
yes,
just
fighting.
To find their own solution mm-hmm. to, you know,
exist
and mm-hmm. to express themselves. And that was a relief suddenly. I said, okay, so mm-hmm. if I see it that way, it's nice, because kind of I'm not just, you know, like an intellectual who is out of a situation and is making a movie about a situation. I'm inside a situation, I'm living it myself, mm-hmm. and this was kind of a confirmation about what I wanted mm-hmm. to say. So that helps me kind of, you know, to understand it better and just live it kind of better.
So you think it was even more difficult for you because you were born there than it would be for someone who's from foreigner?
Well, I think it's even nearly impossible for foreigner to because, as I told you, for me, as someone who knows really this culture and this system, it took me 2 years to understand. Even if I knew, I had already done movies there, you know, years ago. And now I was coming back after 10 years, so it's not a big distance.
Yeah.
But again, it took me 2 years to understand how to deal with it, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
And I think, you know, I had old friends, I understood language, I know everything, mm-hmm. you know. But as I was not really used to live the daily life in there, I was kind of far disconnected from mm-hmm. the way of presenting things. So I think for a foreigner, if he doesn't know the language, you know, yeah. they can maybe make, and that's what they do sometimes, make a kind of a reportage or, you know, just documentaries.
Yeah.
Still, even if they do a documentary, I believe they cannot really get into, you know, the situations mm-hmm. to understand the profound side of things. They just can do, you know,
superficial.
Kind of, yeah. Which is also a problem. That's what I, of course, didn't want in my movie. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring a spectator inside the situation, mm-hmm. and because I understand these people, and I wanted to be really inside with them, you mm-hmm. know, close to them, and understand how they see things, how they realize everything, their point of view and their way of reasoning, you know. But when you do just a reportage from outside, you just
you lose.
You just see people behaving strangely, you don't understand, and it can be also exotic because it's, you know, like lots of strange things happening without understanding, without being inside the situation. So that can be also a problem.
And do you think it will be shown in Iran?
No, I tried, of course, as it was different from what I presented before the shooting. I tried to find a way at least to make the movie exist in the country, but it was not possible.
Okay.
So maybe one day it will be in DVD and
maybe
in every house for individuals can watch it, but I don't think it will be in cinemas.
So before the movie started, you said some really nice words about love.
Yeah.
Can you say something about this?
And maybe that's what I said. I said, after this movie, we can feel like no matter in which country, in which period of the history, in which culture or tradition we are, our human instincts or desires are the same, and they find a way to just come out and express themselves. And I believe in this, and that's an example. I mean. And that's the mystery of life, because you can't even explain it how it's possible. It just comes, it happens, and you can't do anything about it. And that's what is wonderful and what is universal. Maybe that's why people can understand this movie after all, because it touches them, it talks to them, because they understand, and they can also imagine how they would react if they would find themselves in that situation.
Pogovarjala se je Simona Jarala. Intervju Radija Študent.